This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Home values in both Metro Denver and Colorado Springs dropped in September after reaching new highs over the summer. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
The Denver Metro Association of Realtors says they're not sure if the drop is due to a market correction or a more traditional seasonal slowdown. That median price for residential property was down to $535,000 from a high of $545,000 in June, and that's all while Denver had fewer homes come onto the market in recent months. The price in Colorado Springs also dropped $10,000 from its summer high, down to $440,000. Colorado Springs, however, had its most new listings in at least a year in September. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The eastbound lane of Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon will close overnight so crews can repair a wall. The closure starts at 10 p.m. More Republicans are joining the field to try to take on Democratic Senator Michael Bennet next year. CPR's Ben DeBerklin reports the new candidates are a state lawmaker and a former city council member.
Gino Campana served on the Fort Collins City Council and owns a real estate development company. President Trump appointed him to serve on a federal real estate board, but he was never confirmed. In his campaign announcement, Campana accuses Bennet of destroying America by supporting President Biden's agenda. Republican State Representative Ron Hanks of Canyon City is also entering the race. Hanks was elected to the State House last year and has been a vocal proponent of false claims about election fraud. Several other Republicans have also announced their desire to run against Bennet next year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.